You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Life's ups and downs. God's been good to me. And the downs have been few.
Thank you.
I thought in all my years of working, in all my years of singing, that I had some experiences that were the best things that could ever happen to me. When I received my first gold album, I thought that was the best thing that could ever happen to me. When the Lord picked me up and established me, gave me a new name. Hallelujah. When he put me on a street called Faith, one Tuesday night in a little meeting just like this, used to have a front row, they called it the Mourner's Bench. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Now I was down there laughing at the other converts. About 11:30 p.m. the Holy Ghost hit me. Hey! And I tried my best not to run. I tried not to shout. But something got a hold of me. That's why I'm dead tonight.
Hosted by We Talk Radio Network and your girl Boo Ray. And we're going to listen to New Chapel by Mary Mary right here on your number one listening station, We Talk Radio.
I don't mind though. Glad to be surrounded by
Jesus.
Glad to be yourself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am. Give myself away.
Hey, JP.
JP.
Baby,
yes, sir.
Since
since the pandemic started. Do you want your child to go back to a classroom whose building may or may have not been completely decontaminated? And do you or do you not? And the reasons why. And then the second question of the day is, topic of the day is voting. Voting is very important. I'll tell you five reasons why voting is important. I have four people fought for this right. I have four people walked to the polls and back home. Our forefathers did make sure that it was that voting was an equal opportunity event. And one more thing is 45 is trying to make it where it's kind of hard to do mail-in ballots. I mean, you're telling the Postmaster General to unplug the machine so it acts like it's out of order. And if anybody is caught plugging back in, they're immediately terminated. Well, I think that's a scare tactic. So, but if I were you and I had a mail-in ballot, I would either call my election judge that's in my precinct or see about getting a ride and go to the county yourself and drop it off in person. That way you know it'll get counted. Because I hate for you to vote by mail and they see all this mail coming in for voter registration. I mean, not voter registration, but voter cards. Early voting cards. Yeah, I'm trying to get it right. Early voting card, and they don't get counted. They get thrown to a separate pile. I really don't want to see this. So if you or someone you know need help filling it out, need help getting it to the proper location, we can do that for you here at We Talk Radio. It's not that hard for us to do that. It's like a community service event, which we also had on yesterday. We partnered with North Way Christian Church, along with Warren Avenue Christian Church, and B&J Productions / We Talk Radio. We're all in the building trying to get people to sign up to vote, register to vote. We had a little cookout, a little barbecue, and some water for them if they wanted to vote or wanted to sign up to vote. I'm sorry. I keep saying it like it's election day. But if they wanted to sign up, or even if they didn't want to sign up and they just smelled the hot dogs, you know, we was doing things in the community. Social distancing was practiced. Of course, me being a folk, I had my gloves on and my mask on the whole time. So, save myself down with some off so the mosquitoes wouldn't get me. And that's about it. So, if anybody else have anything to say, anything to comment, you can call us at 563-999-3456. I'm sorry, my voice is going in and out. It's the time of year where that's going to be happening more and more. So we're going to have to deal with it. But for now, let's get our jam back on. Let's see here. What shall we jam to? I'm still taking suggestions for that, too. Yeah. Oh, I like this one.
Happening. When I stopped looking at baby,
when
Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, everything will be alright.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio, right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am trying to find this thing. I hope it don't cut us off. Trying to do it. It shows the five different things that we need to really look at and vote. So while I'm doing that, what are your reasons for voting? Is it because it's a traditional thing, or because you was taught that way, or you just dead deep into politics, or what? Okay, so the website is ALTA, A-L-T-A, Med. Okay, that's the website that I'm on. It's kids. They're teaching kids at a young age what to do. The five reasons you should vote. One, elections have consequences. I'm pretty sure you all can figure that out now, right now. Kind of consequences have going on. Not going to go there. You have the power to decide on the quality of life you want for yourself and your future organization. Voting is a chance to stand up for these issues you care about, like public transportation, raising minimum wage, or funding local schools. This year, this is your life. Take time to help and decide what's best for others. Number two reason, not voting is giving you up your voice. Let me say that again to all those in the back that didn't hear me. Not voting is giving up your voice. So, elections are decided by people who vote. Take some time to learn about measures and candidates. If you don't vote, someone else will win, will make the decision for you. Your power is in your vote. Again, your power is in your vote. If you don't go out to vote and something happens that you still have to remember about it, the first question my mouth is, did you vote on? Did you go to the election? Did you work? And I can tell because I work the election on election days only. So you can't tell me you voted and I know you didn't vote, but that's neither here nor there. Just don't start talking to me about how fair, how wrong things are and how fair things are. I don't want to hear it. I really don't. Number three, it's your money. It's tax time. You pay taxes, but do you know how that money is being used? Most people don't. Voting is your chance to choose how your tax dollars are spent, such as funding for health care and social services. Voting, number four. Voting is an opportunity for change. It's an opportunity for change. Do you want to make a positive impact? Voting gives you that chance. Support the candidate and ballot measures that can help your community, state, and even the nation for the greater good. Make sure your voice is heard in these elections. Number five, the community depends on you. And they have a picture of little kids with the I vote sticker. And the last part of it says, our communities are made up of friends, loved ones, neighbors, and children. Some may not know how important voting is, while others don't change, have their privileges. Make the decision to vote for yourself and for those around you. Make sure your voice is heard. So that's the five reasons, main reasons to vote, especially coming November 3rd. To get signed up and register to vote, you have to have your card in by October 5th. And by then, they should be mailing out your voter registration card. Now, let me clarify some rumors. I can't vote because I don't have an ID. But do you have a voter registration card? Yes. With
this, you can vote. You're on the A list, you can vote. Only thing we need to do is scan that voter registration card in, find your name, you sign, you hand the ballot. That's the number one. Number two, how old can my license or ID be expired before I cannot use it? Or what other type of IDs can I use? Your driver's license has to be 2 years old or less expired. TxDOT is giving away voter cards only, voter ID cards only. You can go there or you can order online. You tell them you need just a voter card because you don't have a driver's license or state ID, which everybody should have a driver's license or a state ID. I thought it was mandatory back in the day that we did have a state ID. Like, I found mine. Oh, it's a treasure. But yeah, I found mine. So go ahead, call Texas Department of Public Safety. Make your appointment. Go get your picture taken for your election card. If you don't want to drive or don't want a regular ID, driver's license, should I say, or regular ID. So make sure you do this all before October 5th, which is a few days away. It is September 27th at 9:15. You're hearing it live on We Talk Radio, the reasons and the need for these votes, for you to get out and vote. Take a friend to the poll with you. Take an elderly to the poll with you. We do have curbside services. We just need to know how many people are in the car that's doing the curbside. And that's at every precinct. If they don't offer it to you, it may be due to if the person is immobilized, meaning like there has to be in a wheelchair or whatever, we will do our best to bring out a covered machine. If not, we can see about getting that person at least to the door, to the front door of the building, and put everything right there at the door so that they don't have to walk that much further or try to overexert their energy. We just want to make sure every vote is counted. The precinct that I work at, we have several curbside voters, so it's just important that we help our community. Now, you can vote anywhere in the city of Dallas, as long as you are a Dallas resident. You no longer have to go to your precinct like you had to do about 3 years ago. No, you can go anywhere in Dallas. So, say for instance, you got to drop your babies off at daycare at the Y. You see a poll there, you ask them, hey, can I vote? Go right ahead. They scan your ID. If you're found, you get a ballot. Now, if you just dropping your baby off at the Y, but you don't live in Dallas County, then we would have to tell you, you would have to go back to your county to vote. Or we can do it like a provisional voting where we put you down, and yours is like in the secrecy envelope pretty much. We let you vote, but your ticket doesn't go into the machine. The ticket goes into a large envelope that's sealed by you, stating the reason why you wanted to vote provisional. We don't ever really want to turn people down, especially for this election. We don't want to turn anyone away. So it's best that you have enough people there that can help with the provisional side of the voting. You have the right amount of people, the veteran poll workers. You have them there for troubles like that. Because you will have an election judge, but if she's helping someone else, if he or she is helping someone else, then you have a clerk, like a lead. They can come to do what the judge can do. So make sure you have somebody that's like that. They also have bilingual student clerk judges. Well, not necessarily student clerks, but bilingual clerks, not judges, bilingual clerks, and student clerks. So if your child is interested in that, you need to go. You probably can still get it in. Need to go to Dallas County. .gov, excuse me, DallasCounty.gov under elections tab, and it should be a form for student election, and then get that filled out by you, the student, and the teacher. Even though just found out that the November 3rd is going to be a school holiday, but still need to get it signed by the teacher and send back over to the election department so that they can start training them. Because it's a tedious process. It's tedious, but it's not. Once you get the hang of it, if you're a hands-on learner, once you get the hang of it, it's like clockwork. Now, if you're one of those that have to follow step-by-step directions, it might be a little bit harder for you. So that's all the tips that I have for you for tonight on voting. Like I say, if you have any more questions, where to go, they are looking. They are still looking for voter clerks. They are looking for volunteer poll workers. What else? I'm trying to think what else. There's more student workers. Because this is going to be a big election, so we need all hands on deck. Okay, so if you want to do it, go to www.dallascounty.org and then look for elections. And that'll give you all the information that you need right there. And I want to thank you guys for listening. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to come back and pray us out, and you all will have a good night. Okay, this is my Sesame Street song, I like to call it, I think this is my Sesame Street song.
Yeah! Let's go!
We all have overcome. like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. But you're ready before I have you. Just hold on to your faith. Trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees. Cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says addiction's in me. But you're ready before I have an end. You got to hold on. Be sober and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master. In order to win, you have to. Want to be in V-I-C-T-O-I-Y. Gotta put your game face on, don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
It's one of the name, just call it a name and you will be fine.
You can't.
Okay, I'm about to pray us out. Thank you for tuning in to Shine Lord Radio tonight. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful week we have had. Thank you for the weeks to come. Please be with those that have bereavement in their families, as we lost one of our church members this morning. Please be with their family. Give them strength to make it through this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
I need to talk to you about.
Lately,
pastor. I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams. It's hard to sleep. I can't eat. It's scary, you know.
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seems like life is getting real strange.
Shoot,
anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on the plane.
I feel you.
And you know, when I try to pray, there's this voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. See, just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TDJ.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. When your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so alone.
Oh, your heart is heavy.
Every burden I will bear.
See, but you don't know my,
pain.
I'm getting so sick and tired of all
this.
Just got laid off and I top it off the rinse, dude. So tell me what I gotta get.
Well, see, Christ's coming to me.
You strong.
Storms won't last.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side.
With an angel for a night.
And he told me to tell you everything.
Everything's gonna be alright.
So thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say hi, you're on the cover of Time magazine.
See, but you're looking at now, and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine too. I've had some mountains, I've seen some valleys, I've even had to cry sometimes. Back when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. Life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm will last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew. It was his love that kept me strong.
When you were smiling, I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
Yeah, but see, y'all don't feel my
pain.
And I'm getting very sick and tired of all this. Just got laid off and to top it off the rinse, do so tell me, bishop, what I gotta get.
Didn't I tell you trials come to me? And those old storms.
But how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, there's something you got to know. God still cares.
With an angel for me.
And he told me to tell you.
Everything's gonna be
alright. Thank you, pastor.
Anytime.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father,
Father,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry. Please help me.
Please help me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me. Hold me.
Jesus.
My heart.
My soul.
Please take me. Control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
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 And even when you feel so alone,
although your heart is heavy,
no limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Say no limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Come on. Stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase. All around me. Stretch forth.
Stretch forth.
Break forth.
Break forth.
Release me.
Release.
Enlarge my territory.
My territory.
No limit.
No limit.
No boundaries.
No boundaries.
That I see increase.
I see
all around me.
All around.
Release me.
Oh, 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 oh.
Say what you heard, so you can see what you said.
Say what you heard,
so you can see what you said.
Oh, pray these words, take the limits off, 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 take the limits off.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.